And now on Radio 4, it's that time of the day which, to use the words of Sir Winston Churchill, has come to mean so much to so few for so little. Yes, indeed, it's time once again to meet the show business legend, raconteur, after-dinner speaker, and the recently appointed president of Brazil, Brazil Nut Society of South Yorkshire, Count Arthur Strong. Count Arthur's love affair with the Brazil nut began 4 decades ago, and 31 fillings later, he estimates over that period of time, he must have eaten 5 to 700 weight, more than was eaten in the whole of Norfolk last year. Join him now for this week's instalment of Count Arthur Strong's Radio Show. Right, I'll just put a blob of glue on that little anchor, and that'll be it. My 3-masted schooner, all done. Put it in place, apply a bit of pressure with my thumb, count to 10. 1 elephant, 2 elephants, 3 elephants, 4 elephants. Well, I'll count to 8, I can't be bothered doing that to 10. 7 giraffes, 8 bloody baboons, 10. There we are, 1 anchor stuck to me thumb. Oh, for crying out loud. Ooh, that's not coming off, is it? Ooh, blimey. I'll have the skin off with that. That's going nowhere. Might have to wait until my skin dies and flakes off with that. How long will that take, I wonder? You're supposed to shed 2x your body weight in dead skin overnight. I was reading that in the Weekly Advertiser. I can't wait a lifetime for this anchor to fall off. I've other things to do. It's just not practically practicable. My good thumb is that as well. You'd think people would have come up with a use for the skin you shed, wouldn't you? Mix it with some sawdust and glue and make some plates out of it or something. Very tough is your skin. You'd think Greenpeace's or someone would have worked out how to recycle it, wouldn't you? I tell you something, the council will be giving us another bloody bin for it before long. To stick outside with all the other ones, cardboard, plastic, tins, food, old clothes and skin. Oh, I like this one. Little arrows on the carpet, little arrows in the thing. Who was it that sang that? Oh, there was an H in it, wasn't there? Well, listen out for that when they say at the end. Right, now for the final part of the operation. Putting the ship inside the bottle. Well, that'll never fit in there. Won't go through the neck. How can a ship possibly fit in a bottle? I mean, it might be a miniature schooner, but it's still a schooner. Where's the instructions for this thing? I presume it came with them. Oh, here. Welcome to the magical world of the ship in the bottle. Yes, all right, we don't need to know that. What's this? Warning. The ship must be assembled inside the bottle. In the correct order, using the special tools in the bag provided. What special tools? Oh, well, how am I to know the special tools if they don't tell you until you've already made it? It's a bit late then, isn't it? It's a ridiculous system, is that? Do you know you're up against it from start to finish with some of these things? Oh, well, stick it to the neck of the bloody bottle. It'll make a nice stand for it. It's a good job I can think standing on top of me feet.
Morning, Arthur.
Wilfred.
You're late this morning.
Why, have I missed something?
No, you haven't missed anything.
What am I late for, then?
Well, you're not late for anything. You're just a bit later than you usually are.
Well, there's no point me getting here any earlier if I'm not going to miss anything, is there? That would be a completely pointless exercise. Might as well come a bit later and not miss anything then. Here, you might know this, Wilf. That song, Little Arrows. It was on the radio this morning. Who sang it? He had a funny name, didn't he?
Little Arrows?
Yes.
little arrows on the sideboard, little arrows on your thing. Then there was some yodeling in it. It's been annoying me all morning, his name. It's got an H in it. There's definitely an H in it. One thing I definitely remember about him is his H sound.
Yeah, little arrows. Do you know, I know it.
Oh, who is it then?
I can't remember.
But you don't know it then, do you, if you can't remember it? You've got to be able to remember things, you know. I could go round saying I knew everything on that basis, couldn't I? If you didn't have to remember it, you wouldn't be able to get away with that on Masterminder.
Leapy Lee.
Where? Where's Leapy Lee?
No, he sang Little Arrows, Leapy Lee.
That's it. I knew I'd remember it if you said it.
Yeah, there's no H in Leapy Lee.
There is.
No, there isn't.
Hi. There's an H in high.
Hi?
High jump, Leapy Lee. You leap in the high jump, don't you, eh? Otherwise you'd knock the bar off. It's in the Olympics, you know, the high jump, Wilf. The Fosbury Flopper. Or is that something else you can't remember, you've forgotten you knew about? Oh, dear. Not to worry, Wilf. I have weeks like that as well.
Yeah, what can I get you then, Arthur?
I'll have that pork chop there, please.
What's that on your thumb?
It's a miniature anchor. What does it look like? I've been making a ship on a bottle up.
Don't you mean a ship in a bottle?
No, I don't. I mean a ship on a bottle. It's a new thing they're doing. Now, can we leave it there?
But what's with the anchor, then? Is that a new thing as well?
No, it's stuck to me sodding thumb. I keep catching it on me trouser pocket. I only had super glue. I'm waiting for nature to take its crash course.
Well, you've got to be careful with super glue.
I know that, don't I?
So is that the same with the rigging in your hair?
What?
There's a bit of rigging on the back of your head, on your hair.
Where?
Here, I'll get it.
Oh, be careful, will you? Don't pull that hard.
Oh, it's stuck.
Yes, it felt like it was bloody stuck as well.
You'll have got some glue on that too, I expect.
Thank you, Wilf. Thank you for your startling analysis. They expect I'm going to have to wait until I naturally lose my hair as well as my skin now. They do say that you lose 50 to 100 hairs a day from a normal head of broccoli. Of hair. Normal head of hair. That's something else to bloody trip over, isn't it? Now, can I have that chop in a bag, please, if you don't mind? Come on, chop, chop. No, you've got that wrong.
I haven't.
Yes, you have, Jerry.
No, I haven't.
Listen, Henry VIII's last wife was Glenda Jackson. I'm telling you, I saw it in a film.
She's an actress.
I know she's an actress. I'm not stupid, you know. They had actresses then, didn't they? Hey, they probably went to the Globe. And when she came on the stage, their eyes crossed over their oranges. Because in those days, everybody stank and they all had oranges up their noses to alleviate the stench of each other. Oh, I wouldn't have liked to have lived then. People reeking. You couldn't walk down the street without someone throwing the slops out of an upstairs window on you. Hey? Because nobody bothered about that sort of thing in those times, you know, Jerry. Straight out the window with it. You try doing that now. People don't like it. I tell you, if we were back in those times now, you'd just have a gutter running through the middle of this cafe and everybody would be going in it, eh? Just imagine that. Just imagine. Toying with your meat and veg with all that going on. The only basis on which I am prepared to go back in time to those days is if I am the king. Yep. I'm afraid I must be quite insistent about that. You know, there was a rumour in my family that my grandmother had blue veins in her blood. I'll have to look into my family tree again. You never know. I did have a go once. I got back as far as my granddad being drummed out of the Merchant Navy.
Oh, yeah, what was that for, then?
I'd rather not go into it, Jerry, if you don't mind. Some family secrets are best consigned to history. And anyway, I don't think it can have been him that sank the boat. It wasn't mentioned in the film. How could it have been his fault that hit an iceberger? He was only on lookout.
Yeah, right. Well, moving on. Are you going to order anything this morning, then?
Yes, I am. I'm going to order this. Pin your ears backwards, Gerald. I'm going off menu. I will have a white egg omelette followed by banana pancakes.
A white egg omelette?
Yes. No. Oh, listen. I'd like an egg white omelette followed by banana pancakes.
I can't do an omelette without yolks in it. It wouldn't taste of anything. What's wrong with a full fried you usually have?
Oh, nobody who's anybody sticks to the menu nowadays. We all go off menu, we do. All the Hollywood lot. It was in that film last night.
Oh, what film?
Get Shirty. Yeah? Oh, it was very good. It it had that little bloke in it. Oh, what's his name? He's about the same size as the naughty boy in The Crankies. He's bald. Not the cranky boy, the one I'm talking about. Vimto! Danny DeVimto! That's it, yeah. So, that's what I'll have, if you don't mind. A white egg omelette.
Well, give it a go if you like.
Good. Oh, and do me a white milkless tea as well, will you, Gerald? Have you got today's advertiser there?
Yeah, it's here somewhere. Oh, Jeffrey's got it.
Oh, he would have. You going to be long with us? Hello? Flash Gordon to Ming the Motionless. You going to be long with that? Over.
Oh, sorry, Arthur, I was miles away. I was reading the problems page.
Well, don't tell me any. I don't want them spoiling.
I won't.
Have you nearly done with it?
Well, I've only just picked it up.
Well, give me the front page, then. Let me have a look at the headlines while I'm patiently waiting. And don't monopolise the rest of it. There are other people in the world, you know, especially me. Thank you. Right, let's see what's happening out there. Man bitten by sheep in intensive care. How on earth did a sheep get into intensive care? Someone slipped up there. That's a major oversight on the security front. Whosever fault that is will be for the Leapy Lee jump. We can't have livestock roaming round our hospitals. What'll it be next? Bulls on the rampage through the wards? It'll be like the streets of Pampelone. Mind you, there's the hygiene element as well. We can't be dodging cowpats when we're waiting for our hemorrhoids consultation. It's a very delicate procedure having those stuffed back up. You stand in a cowpat, skid down the corridor, and before you know it, you've crushed your grapes. And then there's the other side of it all. We all know what goes on between bulls and cows, don't we? I don't know about you, Geoffrey, but when I have an appointment with my consultant, the last thing I want to see is copulating livestock. It's bad enough when you go past it on the train. Don't know what the National Health Service is coming to that they would deem that acceptable. Somebody ought to write to my MP.
He wasn't bitten in hospital. He was bitten on a farm and then they took him to the hospital.
Well, thank you for spoiling it for me.
Hello. Can I join you two?
Well, that depends, Sally. Would it be with a PVA-based adhesive or a superglue?
What?
You see, with a PVA, we'd have a chance of dissolving the glue and regaining our liberty. But with one of the more super of the glues, I'm afraid we might both lose some skin when you pulled us apart. It's what they use for formica. Yeah? You try getting the stuff off.
I don't know what you mean. I just want to sit down.
Oh, go on then.
What's that on your thumb?
It's an anchor. Have you never seen an anchor before?
I've seen them on boats, but I've never seen a thumb anchor, no.
Yes, well, it's the latest to-die-for fashion must-have, isn't it? You'll all be wearing these in a week.
Oh, well, it's very unusual. Why are you wearing a hairnet?
It isn't a bloody hairnet. It's the rigging of a three-masted schooner, if you must know.
Will we all be wearing those as well?
Yes, you will. As you would well know if, like me, you read Vogue magazine.
Can I have the advertiser after you, Geoffrey?
No, you can't. I've bags at it, haven't I, Geoffrey?
Yes, he has.
You can't just breeze in here and expect to be bumped up the waiting list. There's people in front of you.
Sorry, I was only asking.
Yes, well, you want to be careful or you'll be getting a reputation as a purveyor of anarchy. Anyway, you, don't you think your time's up with that paper now?
I haven't been able to read anything since you sat down.
But whose fault is that? Can't be my fault if you don't read, can it? Why should I be penalised because of that?
We haven't stopped talking to me.
I'm only being polite, Geoffrey. If more people were more polite, the world would be a much more politer place. People by politer people. Now, come on, give me the bloody thing. You've had it long enough.
Can I have the front page back, then?
No, you can't. I'm custodian for this newspaper now, and whilst it's in my care, I want to keep it in its original peppermint condition. Oh, look at that. Free gift. A choice of free gifts. No obligation. Timeshare. What's a timeshare?
It's like where you buy a share in a holiday apartment and you pick a time and you can have an holiday there every year at that time. Shelley, that drinks in the shoulder's daughter, has 6 weeks every year in one in the Canaries. She never goes. She's been trying to sell it.
Well, they're giving free gifts if you go to a meeting about it. You can choose between a food mixer, a travel clock, or a valuable mystery gift. And you don't have to buy a time thing neither. You get a free gift just for expressing an interest. Oh, yes, and I could do with a valuable mystery gift as well. It's this afternoon, 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock at the Corn Exchange. Oh, right, I'm going to that, if there's free stuff being handed out.
Here we are, Arthur.
What's that?
It's an egg white omelette.
Looks like an anemic dishcloth.
Yes, well, that's obviously what happens when you don't use the yolks. I did try and tell you.
Oh, well, I'm not eating that.
Well, what am I supposed to do with it, then?
Well, you're the chef, aren't you, Jerry? Can you not reintroduce the yolks back into it or something? You've got to be adaptable on today's mantelpiece.
I'll sort something out. I'll give it to the dog.
Oh, well, I'll have the other 50% off then, Jerry. I'm not paying for a dog's breakfast. Thank you. What my banana pancake will look like, I stutter to think. There we are, the Corn Exchange. Oh, there's a few queuing, isn't there? Well, I'm not going to the back of that. Let's see. He'll do. Excuse me.
What do you think you're doing? You can't just push your way to the front.
I'm joining a friend. He's been saving my place for me. Come on, breathe in. Hello, it's me.
Hello?
I'm back from wherever I went. If you want to go off and get your cup of tea now, I'll save your place for you.
No, I don't want my place saving.
He doesn't know you.
Of course he knows me.
What?
So play along with me. I'm from the police.
What?
Pretend you know me.
Why?
I'm on a stakeout. This is a steakhouse situation.
He doesn't know you, do you?
Well,
yes, he does. He has known me for years. We go back and forth a long way, don't we? Your name. It's just one of those names, isn't it? Doesn't matter how many times I remember it, I'm always forgetting it.
Arthur.
What?
Arthur.
Yes, and?
My name is Arthur.
It can't be.
Yes, it is.
No. That's my name, Arthur. That's where you're confused. You're called something else.
What are you talking about?
We both can't have the same name, can we? It would be too confusing. Choose another name.
I don't want to choose another name.
All right, I'll take the element of choice from you, Charles.
I am not going to be called Charles.
It's a good name, is Charles. Prince Charles is called Charles, you know.
I don't want to be called another name.
It's a good showbiz name, is Charlie. Charlie Drake, Charlie Chester, Charlie Caroli, Charlie Manson.
No, I am not being called Charles.
Charlie's Angels? You could be the blonde one.
No.
I wish you'd stop being so obdurate. Some lifelong friend you are.
You don't know him, do you?
Will you shut up? You sound like a stuck record of a stuck pig that won't shut up. Don't know why you have to keep sticking your oar in. How do you know he doesn't know me?
I've been married to him for 40 years. And I've never seen you before.
Oh, haven't you? How convenient. If I were you, Clever Clog, I'd be asking myself, what else don't I know about him? You see headlines like this in the Advertiser all the time. I lived a lie for 40 years on a lilo.
He said he was in the police.
What, him? In the police?
What's wrong with that? I make a very good policeman. I'll have you know I was one of Wiltshire's most experienced sergeants in my episode of Parawadid. So don't go casting nasturtions on me.
Anyway, he's not changing his name and we're not letting you in.
Oh, all right, keep your hair on. Oh, here's an idea that might be a way round that. Why don't you let me in because I've created a funny incident which we all find hilarious. And because of that, we become good friends. Surely you could live with that scenario. That bloody pear wouldn't have hurt them, would it? didn't look a bit like an Arthur, that nitwit. We are a noble breed, we Arthurs. Sprung from the pork loins of kings of England, we are. At least the queue's moving now. Oi, where do you think you're going?
Sorry?
You know, when you're behind someone in a queue, that's where you should be, behind them. Not stood at one's elbow in the periphery of one's vision.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I've had people doing that to me at the checkouts in supermarkets, hovering there. I bet if I dropped down dead, they'd just jump over me. I find it so undignified, all that pushing in.
You know, I wasn't trying to push in.
Yes, well, I'll be keeping a very beady eye on you, just in case. So think on. What time is it?
It's just coming up to 5:30.
5:30? I've been in this bloody queue for an hour. Better be a top-of-the-range one, this food milker. It's hardly free if you have to wait in a queue for an hour for it, is it? Oh, at last. Right, we're out of the cold at last. That's something, I suppose. Oh, you have to get a ticket, do you? It's all a bit of a palaver, is this? Oh, look, there's them that wouldn't let me in. Charles! 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 Oh, you two! You better not have got the last cement mixer. Charles! Charles! Well, how rude. They didn't even look across. And to think I pretended I'd known him for 40 years. What kind of imaginary friend is that? That he would cut you dead? No, I've learnt a lesson there. I'm too trusting, I am. That's my big fault in me. I always see the best in people. Well, not anymore. As far as I'm concerned, Charles never existed. Oh, here we are, about bloody time.
Good evening.
Yes, it is as well. It is the evening now, the length of time I've been stood out there.
I'm sorry about the wait. There's been quite a clamour for tickets. How can I help you?
Well, I'm here for the time thing, aren't I? But listen, if it's all right with you, I'm running a bit late now because of the long wait, which is your fault. So I'd just like to express my interest here to you now and get my free gift. A food mixer, please. I don't need to go in there. I know all about them, time machines.
Time machines?
My friend Sally's friend Shelley at the Shoulders' daughter has a time machine that she keeps canaries in. You're probably aware of her.
I'm really not with you. What is it you're asking me for?
Oh, the time. What's it? You know, the bloody thing I've been stuck in this queue for half my life for. Your advert said I'm under no obligation, and I don't feel obliged to go in, so I want my free gift now, if you could do that for me, please.
I'm completely confused. The queue you're in is for Lady Gaga tickets.
Who? What about the time tunnel?
I'm not responsible for any time tunnel.
You mean to tell me, for the last hour, I've been standing in a queue for tickets for a Lady Gargler? Who would want to see that? Eh? I gargle every night. I'd no idea you could sell tickets for it. Must be doctors or dentists, I would imagine. Anyway, just listen, will you? What about what it said in the advertiser about the free gift thing? Where's that, then? This is the Corn Exchange.
Yes, but it's a big place, the Corn Exchange. Explain to me, slowly, what it is you're looking for.
I've told you, it was in the paper. You buy a house for 6 weeks and you have a holiday in it. It's a thing they do. The time team!
A timeshare.
That's it, that's what I'm saying, the timeshare. Thank goodness for that. I'll have the cement milker, please.
It's not in this part of the building. Hold on and I'll make a phone call for you. See if I can find out where it is. Could I just ask, what's the little anchor for?
For crying out loud. Fancy the sweet corn exchange being a big place with other things going on in it. They should have put that in the bloody advert. All right, this is it. Look, they've got a sandwich board lent up by the door with it on. Sunny Days Timeshares, that's definitely it. Even an idiot could work that out for itself. Now, let's get in. Oi, what are you doing with that sandwich?
What, the sandwich board? I'm putting it in the van, mate.
Listen, I'm here for that.
Are you too late, mate? We're moving on. We've got to set another one of these up in Peterborough in 2 hours.
You can't do that. I've been waiting in the wrong queue for the best part of an hour for this.
Why would you do that?
Because of a total lack of basic information on your advert in the paper, if you must know. It's a right shambles. Must have happened to hundreds of us.
Well, it's nothing to do with me, mate. I only drive the van.
Yes, well, that's no good to me, is it? Listen, I've eventually turned up in good faith, expecting nothing more or less or more than my no-obligation cement fooder, which I have it on good authority I am legally entitled to. Where's your boss, the managing director?
They've all gone.
Well, I'm afraid it's looking more and more like I might have to citizens arrest you until this matter has been dissolved.
All right, don't do that, please. Here, I tell you what, hang on there a minute.
Don't you try running off. I can still remember a restraining grip I used in Poirot, you know.
There you go.
What is it?
That is a valuable free mystery gift.
What, are you just giving me it, just like that?
Well, it's no skin off my nose and, you know, what with you having the law on your side and everything.
What is it?
It's a mystery.
Is it better than a food mixer?
Oh, yeah, it's much better. Besides, we haven't got any of them. So, am I a free man now?
Yes. In view of recent evidence that has come to light, I grant you a full pardon.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, but I don't want to see you in this tennis court again.
Hey, no, straight as an arrow from now on.
Make sure you do. Aha! How about that, then? Right, it's time for a celebration. Let's get to the shoulder for one. Oh, I played a blinder down at that pawn exchange. Hey, I didn't even have to go in for the sales talk. Yes, I rather cleverly sidestepped all that.
How?
I stood in a queue for a lady gargler for an hour. I still can't believe people go to see that. And I didn't even have to buy a house full of foreign canaries from before the dawn of time, unlike your friend's daughter. You can't take me for a mug. Yes, they definitely met the matchstick in me.
Well, go on then, open it.
Right, stand back. Oh, I should have a drum roll, really, shouldn't I? It's the top of a bottle of something, probably a single malt or a fine brandy. It's empty. What's this? Welcome to the magical world of the ship in the bottle. It's another ship on a bloody bottle set. I don't want another one of those. I've still got half the last one stuck to me body. All right, that's it. Very funny, isn't it? Laugh while you can. I'm off to the late night chemist to get some bloody solvent remover. Good night.
Appearing with Count Arthur Strong were Mel Gedroich, Alistair Kerr and Dave Mountfield. The script was written by Steve Delaney and edited by Graham Duff. Count Arthur Strong's radio show was recorded live at Comedia Brighton, is produced by John Leonard and Mark Radcliffe, and is a joint Comedia Entertainment and Smooth Operations production.